Hi. Are you Mr.? So you are. Pleased to meet you. I'm Lollipop, and we talked online. You found my services and contacted me, so here I am. I'm a bit nervous, yes. Come inside? Oh, sure. Thank you. Wow, you have a nice room. They're all the same. It's actually my first time coming to this hotel. Oh, I normally do business elsewhere, that's all. Do you remember the price we agreed on? Yes, it is a lot of money. But I'm very in demand at the moment, so I only take wealthy clients. A girl has her needs, after all. Good. So, at that price, you get the full treatment. Before starting, we should go over a few rules, if that's okay with you. Okay. My first hard limit is no kissing on the lips. In addition to no kissing, this price doesn't include any butt stuff, even if it is called the full treatment. I'm not comfortable with that yet. Hair pulling... keep hair pulling to a minimal. I just got it done. And nothing that'll leave a mark. Well, things like spanking, caning, slapping, keep it light. But you can joke me. Is there anything you want to be called? Daddy or sir? Something like that? I can do that, baby. So, what would you want to do first? I can start with a little strip tease, if you like. Show you what's under this tight little dress that's barely reaching the top of my thighs. If I bend a little, you can probably catch a glimpse of my little panties. Do you like my dress? Baby? I know you do. Your eyes are practically roaming every inch of me. Do you want to get more hands-on and help me out of it? Just slide the zipper down. And then, I've got to... wiggle a little bit. No, I can do this by myself. there. It's a new dress, so it hasn't really stretched out yet. Do you... like what you see? No bra. Just my bare breasts for you to enjoy. I wore these little white panties just for tonight. I especially like how you can see the outline of my... of my... pussy. No, I didn't hesitate. I was just thinking about which word you would prefer to hear and... sit on the bed? Okay. Do you want me to blow you now? I can do that for you. Baby, you can skip foreplay if you're not into that kind of stuff. Well, what do you mean, no? So you don't want a blowjob? I'm not being too forceful. Of course this isn't my first time. You've seen my website. You read the testimonies. I'm worth every dollar. No other girl does the things I do, and if you don't believe me, then, well, you'd be wrong. No, I'm not acting. You're wasting my time, okay? I'm here because you paid me a lot of money to have sex with you. That's how business works. Now, are we going to fuck? Or will you keep questioning me? Look, every girl does this kind of work for a reason, and I have my own. Now, can we please begin? I have another client in an hour. Ugh, so you won't take me just because I'm hiding my reason to be an escort for you? Ugh, I really don't need this. I'm leaving. Who would have guessed it would be this difficult to get a guy to fuck me? What? You'll pay me just to talk with you? Why are you so interested in me as a person and not a girl who you can have for an hour? I remind you of someone? No. We don't know each other. I specifically take clients that I am certain I don't know, and I remind you of your wife. You're not cheating on her, are you? Good. I'm not looking to break up a marriage. Sure. I'll sit and talk with you, but first let me take off my heels. Feet are killing me. So, can I ask you a question? I understand some men wanting to sleep with girls that are forward and all about teasing, but you're different. You paid me just to talk. At least, that's what it looks like so far. Did you hire me just because I look like your wife? You did? And you're certain she won't know about this? And even if we do just chat, she'll think we did more than that. I just want to understand what I'm getting myself into. She won't know. Plus, it's not cheating in her eyes, then. Why did you pay me if you don't want to sleep with me? You've taken off my dress, actually. You did. Yet, you keep your eyes on my face like a true gentleman. I can put it back on if it makes you feel uneasy. Yeah, it is very tight. I guess I'll just stay in just my panties. Yes, I'm comfortable. You're not leering at me like a pervert, so this is, well, it's nice. You're the first guy that isn't groping me or licking my neck like it's their first meal of the day. It's fine. Men pay a good amount of money just to do that. Can I be honest with you? You're actually going to be my first. Yes. My first, as in I'm... I'm a virgin. It's nothing, okay? I was going to tell you at some point. That's why I was asking so much money. I didn't want to advertise that I was selling my virginity. It only attracts rich weirdos. I kept that a secret on my website, then the men paying would be rich gentlemen looking for a hot little piece of ass to show off at the casino, and then bang in their hotel room. I'm so sorry. I swear I was going to tell you. I figured you would have liked being my first. Most men wouldn't have hesitated. I didn't think you'd get upset. I'm not crying. I just don't understand. Why do you care so much about me? I know I remind you of her. You said that already. And you didn't answer my previous question. Why pay me if you're not going to sleep with me? You specifically want me because I look like her. I'm being honest with you here. It's only fair for you to be honest with me. What's really going on? If she was someone else, is that why you want to pay a lookalike escort? So you can spend time pretending I'm her? Oh. Wow. I'm so sorry. Listen, I had no idea. I feel horrible for pushing you like that. You're right. I couldn't have known, but... I'm so sorry to hear that she passed away. Hey, don't cry. I'm here. Let me give you a hug. It's okay. I'm here. Don't cry. Why are you looking at me like that? I didn't realize what I was saying. For you, it must have been like she was back here with you. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to do that. You liked it. I can rub your back while we talk if you want. Yes. I'd be happy to. Baby. So, what do you want to talk about? Me? You want to talk about me? I know this isn't typical escort client relationship, but I've never told anyone who the girl under the tight dress is. I don't know what to say about myself, to be honest. Sure. You can ask me questions. It was difficult to become an escort. There's no book about it. You just have to wing it and hope everything works out. I did a lot of research on what makes an escort successful, and most of it is what she's wearing. Yeah, no kidding. It took me days to overcome my fear of showing my body off by wearing such clothing, but I knew men liked the short, tight dresses. I only had trouble walking in these heels. They're so tall, but they really perked my ass up and showcased my legs. I'll admit that I smiled at myself in the mirror when getting ready to meet a client, but... that's just not me. Well, I'm the complete opposite. It's going to sound like a cliche, but I really like staying in on a rainy day and reading a good book with some hot chocolate under a warm blanket. I'm not really the type of girl that goes out and parties. I'm not this sophisticated, but I had to form myself for this image. For this character, you know? Aw, thank you. I never heard someone tell me I'm beautiful and made it in such a nice way. I'm glad that I can talk about myself as a person and not the shallow image I created for myself. And what about you? What are you like? I can't even imagine what it would be like to lose someone like that. Burying yourself in work must have taken a toll on you. What made you want to meet a girl that looks like your wife? I would think that it would only bring up painful memories. You wanted to see her again. Great. Now I'll be the one that's going to cry. I just think you're such a strong person to live through that. And what was she like? God, she does sound like me. She likes everything that I like. Maybe we would have been best friends. I'm so sorry. I had no clue how much I was like her. I thought she looked like me and that was it, but it's okay if you're crying again. I'm so fine too. You can cuddle up on the bed if you want. What it's like to be an escort? Well, the pay is nice, but it isn't what people imagine. I have my own regulars, so I'm not worried about losing my income. Oh, you mean like that? No, I don't really like it, if I can be honest. It wasn't easy at first. I was shaking uncontrollably. My knees were so weak. I knew protecting my virginity meant I had to take some abuse elsewhere. I'm still a virgin. I still have some purity left. Trust me. It really isn't that bad. Living on my own means I have to let these filthy men roam their hands all over me. I'll do it. Being an escort isn't as glamorous as I thought it would be. But it puts food on the table. And a roof over my head. It warms my heart to see you care so much about me. I never had this. Well, all of it. No one really to hug me after spending an hour with a client. It's so bizarre to me to just lay in bed, cuddling with a guy who isn't doing those things they do. Thank you. I know I said no kissing, but would it be okay if I kissed you? I can sense that you want this, baby. I'd love to give you what you want. I kind of needed that too. Do you mind if we just lay here together? Just for a bit? Thank you. Did you watch me sleep? It's fine. I felt protected. Safe. What time is it anyway? Already? I fell asleep for that long? I gotta go. My next client will be furious and I... Hey! Why are you pulling me back on the bed? Did you hear? I have to go. Hear you out. We'll make it quick, okay? Stay with you? But I just said I have to go. Unless you pay again, I can't stay. That's how I make money. Even if we didn't do anything. And since we didn't have sex, you could just pay half. Wait, what? Are you seriously asking me to live with you? But we just met. The only thing you know about me is that I like staying in to read a book and... Oh, like your wife, I see. I don't know. Well, it's such a big change. I live on my own, pay my own bills. Barely getting by, and you're offering me to live with you and just be your new girlfriend? Wife? What will my role be, you know? Your new wife if I want to? Look, you're such a gentleman, and I feel so comfortable and safe around you. And this is a big if. I say yes. What would we do? I mean, what will our life be like? I know you work a lot, so would I be your maid or something? Just that? Be your wife and nothing else? I could ask you to go out with me for ice cream on the weekend. And what about helping me? I always wanted to become a painter. And what would you want in return? Nothing? No, I can't agree to that. I've always given my services for those who paid. Yet, here you are saying you just want me to live with you, free of charge? Do you realize what you're saying? I want to say yes. I do. I still have my concerns. I've worked hard to be an escort who still has her virginity, and I know you'll want me to stop meeting my clients. Some of them are obsessed with me. They might come looking for me. You'll protect me? Yes. I want to be your wife. I want to feel safe, to feel loved. In the hour we spent together, I got more love than I ever had. I want to live with you. Oh, this is so unreal. I've had a hard time making it on my own. But now I have all my worries and doubts about making it in life gone. I have you now. I know this must be bizarre for you as well. But please know I'm here for you. Good. So, my schedule is free from now on, I guess. I think we should do something to celebrate. You won't even guess what I have in mind. Come on. Just one guess. Yes. Ice cream. A seller shop just down the road. We could go there and then you can show me my new room. I'm right behind you, baby.